How about your mother?
Well, the same way, when we started as children, we called her Mama. And then,
would you say up to about 15, or?
Yes, I'd say that.
Then you called her,
Well, then my mother died when I was 17, and I didn't speak to her after that, but then when I would speak of her, I'd say my mother.
Two others. And together, your father and mother, you might call your...
Parents.
What'd you call your grandfather?
Grandpa. Although, of course, we said grandpa.
Grandpa.
And grandma. I mean, we didn't sound the D real well. It was grandma if we wrote it, but it was grandma.
That's always the difference between the writing and the...
Uh-huh. But then now again, if I would speak of her, I might say my grandmother or my grandfather.
Yeah, I think I do the same thing. People married, they might have a son, they might have a...
Daughter.
And the daughter's not a boy, she's a...
Girl.
Push the baby in a...
Well, baby buggy. I think such a thing as a rambler for that too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a
go-kart.
I'm thinking of Shelton Stroller, I guess. No, that's a dress, isn't it?
Yeah,
see, we bought a stroller once, but that's not a Shelton Stroller. Go-kart, you say?
Well, that was different from a buggy, of course.
That was...
You just sat in it, and a buggy you could lie in. And a buggy usually had four wheels the same size, and a go-kart might have two front wheels that were small.
The woman who used to assist at the birth of a child.
Midwife.
The boy has black hair, his father has black hair. The boy has the shaved nose, his father has that shaved nose.
He resembles his father.
And takes after.
Yes, takes after his father. He's like his father.
Spit an image of
him. Well, yes, I have used that too.
You would say he features his father?
No.
Favors his father?
I might say favors.
Looks like.
Yeah.
People are proud of the fact that they saw their children from babyhood to adulthood. They might say very proudly, we three children, we what? We
raised them.
And you might say, Bob was this tall one year, he's this tall the next year, that Bob certainly...
Has grown.
Or he, a lot. He
has grown a lot.
Or just the past tense, isn't he?
Grew a lot.
And you might say, my, how you've grown.
Grown.
Your brother or sister had children, they might be a niece, and they might be a...
Nephew.
It happens every time. A child is... separated from his parents, perhaps they're dead, and somebody else becomes the official
guardian.
And a child whose parents are dead is sometimes called an
orphan. My sister and I had an interesting discussion about that word. She claims that nobody's an orphan who's of age.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that one. Orphan of age. It was over 21.
Or 18,
or 18, yeah, or well, that'd be a legal distinction that the Holmes had had to make. They would define the word differently than the rest of the world, though, I suppose. And what good is a dictionary in a case like that?
She just said that a child who has no parents is an orphan, but not an adult who has no parents.
Yeah. Sure, I guess that makes sense. How would you refer to your aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews? Cousins and so forth. You invited all your...
Relations or relatives. Relatives I really like better.
The mother of Jesus, her name was...
Mary.
And there used to be a song, Oh My Darling, Blank Gray, They Have Taken You Away. What was her first name? Oh My Darling.
Nellie Gray.
The first book of the New Testament is the...
Matthew.